Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about fellowship, but how God's mercy draws us into fellowship with Him, how it calls us to extend mercy to one another so that we would walk in fellowship with fellow believers. We would walk in fellowship with those who have yet to become fellow believers. And today we're going to focus in on fellowship through the Holy Spirit, the role the Holy Spirit has and the fellowship we have with God's Spirit that ought to, well, empower the fellowship we have with one another. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14 says, "May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." Paul's desire was that the Corinthians would know God's grace, would know the love that comes through Jesus, would know the fellowship that we have with God's Spirit. God's Spirit dwells within the believer. God's promise He gave to His disciples. He says, if I'm leaving, it's actually good for you because one will come, the Comforter, my Spirit, who will guide you in all things. We have, I believe, an advantage that those prior to the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, prior to really the day of Pentecost, missed out on. We have the indwelling of God's Spirit. The people of God in the Old Testament relied on prophets to speak on God's behalf. They relied on priests to speak to God on their behalf. But Jesus came. Jesus came for a lot of reasons. One of those was to be Emmanuel, God with us. But He didn't leave us. He says, do you expect me to leave you as orphans? No. I'll leave you my Spirit. So my presence will always be with you. And we have fellowship with God's Spirit because we walk as those cleansed by the blood of Jesus. We have fellowship with one another because God's Spirit unites us. James writes, he says, what causes quarrels and wars and division among you? It doesn't take very long to see that. Our nation and our communities are filled with quarrels and wars and division. It's because we want what we believe is right. But our belief in what is right varies from person to person. But we're adamant that our way is the best way. And James says, is it not those things because of your selfish nature? Even when we claim it's on behalf of someone else, it's really more about what we want. And when we walk by the Spirit, God says one of the things that the Spirit does is it brings us into unity as it gives us a common ground. And even with the Spirit, there are times where, well, we let the arguments win. We see that in Scripture. We see Barnabas and Paul having a sharp disagreement over whether John Mark can go with them after he had deserted them the first time. Paul, in essence, says, no way. And Barnabas says, let's give him another chance. And the Bible says there was such a sharp disagreement that Paul and Barnabas went their separate ways. I talked about this in our Sunday school class Sunday. Is God used that to multiply the efforts of spreading the gospel, of taking the truth of Jesus to the world. And eventually you see that the Spirit brought a unity and that John Mark was useful not just to Barnabas, but to Paul. And when we recognize the uniting power of God's Spirit, it may not always be as immediate as we would like, because it takes time to turn us. Most of us, at least, have some degree of thought process that's required before we change our mind about anything. It's one of those elements that kind of keeps us on an even keel for the most part, even if it's not quite in the right direction. And it's God's Spirit that's constantly nudging the rudder of this ship of our life so that we are steered back to where we ought to be. And as He does that for us and He does that for others, we're brought into the same channel and into a greater unity. And this unity is not a uniformity. We're not designed to look alike. We're not designed to sound alike. We're not designed to think alike. We're designed to represent Jesus in His fullness. And we do that as we allow the Spirit to bring us into fellowship with the living God. As we allow the Spirit to bring us into fellowship with the Savior that we desperately need. As we allow the Spirit to bring us into fellowship with one another. And Jesus says the world, the people that don't yet know Him, will know that we belong to Him by the way we love one another. And God's desire for you, God's desire for me today, is that we pay attention. That the Spirit would lead and guide our thoughts, our words, our actions. That the Spirit would keep us from those reactions that aren't thought out, that aren't filtered through God's Word, that aren't designed to bring unity. And as we walk in fellowship, we walk by the power of the Spirit. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be made right with You, in order to have fellowship with You. You've given us Your Son, Jesus, whose death, burial, and resurrection not only paid the price for our sin, but broke the bondage of death. Father, we may live, and not just live a full life here on earth, but the fullness of life is made known as we prepare for an eternity with You. And Father, we do that as we grow in fellowship with Your Spirit and through Your Spirit. The Spirit of the living God that is been given to dwell within us, to remind us of who You are, but also to remind us of who we are, to bring us into unity with You and unity with one another. And so, God, today, help us to be mindful of the changes the Spirit prompts us to make. Changes in thought, changes in speech, changes in action. not compromising the truth of your word, but aligning with the truth of your word. And doing so with gentleness and respect, with love and mercy and compassion. And God, may we grow in fellowship with one another as we grow in fellowship with your Spirit. And as this fellowship is strengthened, as it becomes more visible, may we continually lift up Jesus as the one that made it possible. That as we lift up Jesus, may he draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.